few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Oh, hey there. What's up? Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. And also, this is our weekly segment known as Failure Friday. One of my favorite things to work on, Failure Friday, a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. All the things that go wrong. And we started this because I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success. And in fact, you know, through the years, almost 2,000 episodes so far, we've heard all these great success stories. But I always try to highlight, you know, the challenges and what's difficult, what doesn't go well. But I thought, let's just highlight them even more. Let's pull them out and kind of focus on how it feels when you encounter one of these difficulties that's, you know, often more than just a difficulty, but something potentially more serious. So these stories have varied quite a lot, but they often begin with, you know, an idea or a plan. You know, here are the steps I'm going to take, and then here's what happens along the way. Often, you know, your plan meets reality and you have to adjust in some way. Today's short story features James Brands from North Wales. James sells what he calls rude, offensive greeting cards and gift wrap. He also calls it an undiscovered popular niche. His business has actually done really well, but now, as what tends to happen at this part of the story, you know, it was all going so well. James had even gone full-time. He had begun working with an overseas supplier. And, well, let's just hear the rest from him.
Hi, everyone. This is James Brands from Lima Lima. We're an online greeting card and gift company based in North Wales in the UK. Back in 2014, I started a side hustle selling rude greeting cards and gift wrap working from home. To my surprise, it really took off. At the time, there weren't many cards and gift wraps available with rude and offensive messages. I had found a popular, untapped niche. As the business went from strength to strength, our home was becoming more cluttered. The kids were using the boxes of envelopes and card as footstools and eating their dinner next to a very large printer. A year and a half after setting up the business, I went full-time and signed a lease on business premises. I also started importing from China, as I now had the space to store more stock. Finding good Chinese suppliers on Alibaba or other wholesale platforms can be challenging, to say the least. It's important you do your due diligence and get samples and make smaller test orders before placing a larger order. Even then, things can go horribly wrong, as I was about to find out. In 2018, I ordered 20,000 packs of Christmas wrapping paper from a supplier in China. I had done my due diligence, made sample and test orders, and placed the order in plenty of time for the Christmas run-up. The shipment was very late in arriving, and upon opening it, we discovered the print on 80% of the header tags had been badly smudged and couldn't be sold. We were looking at 16,000 dud packs. It was an absolute disaster. Christmas, as you can imagine, is an important time of year for us. We make about 35% of our yearly turnover in 6 weeks. Although wrapping paper doesn't account for all our sales, it makes up a large part. Staring at thousands of packs of unsellable wrapping paper made me sick to my stomach. Not only were we looking at a huge loss of the stock we intended to retail, but we also had trade customers who had pre-ordered and waited patiently for their stock to arrive. Fortunately, I made the decision to stop feeling sorry for myself, and we got to work. I ordered plain-headed packaging from a local company who were brilliant and delivered the next day. We spent the next week working day and night repacking the wrap. We still had the day-to-day operation of the business to run, so progress was slow at times. But thanks to my brilliant staff, we got there in the end. I made grovelling phone calls to trade customers explaining the situation, and thankfully, they were understanding. The main thing I learned from all this is that importing from China is often not the best policy. This disaster forced me to find alternative suppliers and look closer to home. Although the prices locally are a little more expensive, I now use two local printers whose quality and reliability is second to none. They were more than happy to negotiate on price, and I have the option to order smaller quantities, which helps with cash flow. I also get the orders within 2 to 3 days. Thanks so much to Side Hustle School for featuring this story. It's a fantastic community with brilliant, actionable advice. Starting my own side hustle has literally changed my life, and for that, I am forever grateful.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of Failure Friday. I really love what James said here. Fortunately, I made a decision to stop feeling sorry for myself and get to work. I always end up taking notes when I'm working on these episodes, especially this particular segment, Failure Friday, just because I end up being inspired or feeling like something applies to me. And I'm like, man, I need to stop feeling sorry for myself when something goes wrong. I need to get to work, right? Because I can't control the circumstances of the, you know, manufacturer in China, but hopefully I can control, you know, my own circumstances. I can decide what to do at least. And then, you know, it's no small thing, 35% of James's sales, you know, from his business, Lima Lima, occur during the holiday season. But of course, he regrouped and moved forward. Thanks to James for sharing this transparent and truthful story. And thanks, James, for those kind words as well. I appreciate that. Listeners, check out his website, limalima.co.uk. Lima Lima, just like it sounds, capital of Peru. I think it is the capital of Peru. Anyway, it is limalima.co.uk or Lima Lima Cards on Instagram. If you've got a question or an update for us, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I hope you take care of yourself. I hope you do one thing today to get closer toward a goal you believe in. And I hope you'll subscribe, follow, and come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.